Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. As the Dade County Commission prepares for its final budget hearing tomorrow morning, neighboring Walker County is facing a budget challenge of its own. Walker County Commissioners have received a proposed $40 million budget for the 27 fiscal year that still leaves the county $2.8 million short of balancing its books. Chief Financial Officer Christian Roach says county leaders have already reduced departmental funding requests by more than $10 million, trimming the original budget request from more than $50 million to about $40 million. Even after those reductions, the proposed budget reflects a 7.9% increase in expenses over the current fiscal year. Among the biggest cost differences are a 3% cost of living raise for county employees, additional firefighters, a new ambulance service contract, transit subsidies, increased funding for animal shelter operations, state-mandated funding increases for the district attorney and public defender's offices, support for local nonprofit organizations, and a new school resource officer. County leaders say several options are being considered to close the budget gap, including adjustments to the public safety fee or property tax millage rate, cost-sharing agreements with the cities for 911 and the animal shelter services, and increases in user fees and facility rental rates. Property owners in South Pittsburgh will see a new certified property tax rate for the upcoming fiscal year. The mayor and commissioners voted 4-1 to approve the state certified property tax rate of approximately $1.11 per $100 of assessed value for the 26-27 fiscal year. The rate was recommended by the state of Tennessee following Marion County's recent property reappraisal. Under Tennessee law, counties undergo property reappraisals every 5 to 6 years to bring assessed values in line with current market conditions. After those reassessments, the state calculates a certified tax rate designed to generate about the same amount of property tax revenue as the previous year before reappraisal. The certified rate is intended to offset changes in property values and is not designed to create a tax increase for local governments. Any future increase above the certified rate would require additional action by the Board of Mayor and Commissioners. The city of Jasper has selected a familiar face in public safety and code enforcement as their new building inspector. During their June meeting, the Jasper Mayor and Board of Aldermen appointed Wayne Jordan, who currently serves as South Pittsburgh's police chief and building inspector, to fill the position. Jordan was one of two applicants considered for the job. City officials say his experience in both law enforcement and building inspection make him a strong candidate for the role. As Jasper's new building inspector, Jordan will oversee building permits, inspections, and code enforcement to help ensure construction projects meet state and local building standards. The appointment fills an important position as the city continues to manage growth and development. And in Sequatchie County, the Sheriff's Office is investigating after a body was found in a wooded area on Fredonia Mountain. Family members say the remains are those of 26-year-old Morgan Davis, reported missing after she was last seen June 3rd in the Deerhead area. Sheriff Bill Phillips says investigators believe the body is likely Davis, but due to conditions of the remains, a positive identification has not yet been made. The body taken to the state medical examiner's office in Nashville for an autopsy. Authorities say the cause of death is unknown and they have not indicated whether foul play is suspected. That investigation continues. It's travel day for the Braves, a day off as they return home from a long West Coast trip. The Braves will open a three-game home series tomorrow night against the St. Louis Cardinals at Truist Park in Atlanta as they look to get back on track. Tomorrow night's first pitch is 7:15. Airtime for the Ford Leadoff Show, 6 o'clock tomorrow evening here on KWIN. Don't miss all of the action as Atlanta opens that three-game series with the Cards. We'll have it for you right here on Classic Hits KWIN. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on the home of the Braves and NASCAR 101.3, 106.1, 104.3, and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.